Most people are busy with holiday planning, but this is also time to plan for taxes. The year is almost over. What you don't get done in the next 8 days, you may regret by the filing deadline of April 15th. Now, I am notoriously financially befuddled myself. This wise notice comes from our friend Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she's day-to-day's regular personal finance contributor. We spoke earlier. Tell us, what should our listeners be doing at this time of year to make tax time a little easier? Because we're almost out of the year, so anything you're going to do, you have to do pretty soon.
That's right. I know people sort of loathe the idea that they have to think about taxes right now, but listen, there's a lot of last-minute things that you might need to do to prepare yourself to get more money back or to increase your tax status for 2003. For example, have you contributed the max to your retirement account? And some employers will let you catch up. Just so you know, for 2003, you can contribute a maximum of $12,000, and it's actually $14,000 if you're over the age of 50. So that's one thing you can do. If you don't have a 401k plan, think about opening an individual retirement account, or what you might have heard called an IRA account. You can certainly do that before the end of the year, and you can deduct $3,000 from your income if you open up an IRA account.
Are there any common mistakes that taxpayers are likely to make just at this time of year?
You know, people overlook those last-minute deductions. Like, if you're going to contribute to a charity, you're so busy rushing around on the holiday, you might forget to make those donations before the end of the year. So you want to do that. If you're a teacher, you can buy supplies and deduct those. You might want to consider deferring income to the next year if you think you have more income this year to increase your tax status.
So if you have a bonus coming, you could ask your employer to delay a little.
That's right. You might ask them to wait to the beginning of the year before paying you. If you've earned a lot this year and you want to not have all that income tax, you might want to defer that income to after the first of the year.
Michelle, you know, in a recent column, you said that people should consider paying their state income taxes or property taxes before the end of the year. Now, these things aren't really due till April either, I think, in most cases. So why would you do that early?
Well, you know, you can get that tax deduction for this year. You know, if you're going to pay it anyway, and you might pay it after the beginning of the year, you might as well pay it now and get that deduction before the end of the year. My husband and I have done that, and we did that on the recommendation of our tax accountant. We had a little bit of extra income that year, and so we really needed that deduction. So she said, why don't you pay that before the end of the year? And that really did help our situation.
So where should people go if they want more tips? You know, it's not enough just to listen to you on day to day. These people are really serious. They want advice. What should they do?
Well, they can go to our website, NPR. Of course, we're going to have some tips there, or the Washington Post website. But I found some really good tips at Quicken's website, you know, the sort of money management software company.
Uh-huh.
And they give great advice with these kinds of things. And they had a guideline of the top 10 tax tips for the end of the year. So I suggest you go there and look at those.
Michelle Singletary writes The Color of Money. She joins us each Tuesday. A note here, Michelle does answer questions from listeners. You're not an actual accountant, Michelle, but we can consider general questions from listeners. Write us day-to-day@npr.org, and in the subject line put question for Michelle. We'll answer your questions on taxes and other money matters in the new year. Michelle, thanks for being with us again.
You're welcome.
And Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Chadwick.